The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
Home sweet home for San Jose Sharks hockey after some dramatic games on the road. And now they take on the Los Angeles Kings, one of their great rivals. And Drew, I think that there's a real feeling of excitement and anticipation. Macklin Celebrini was named NHL First Star of the Week, no surprise. 10 points in the four games played, including five goals. And what a dramatic finish it was in Minnesota.
Crazy overtime in Minnesota. And it looks like it's the longest since they started keeping track of shifts, individuals, that it was the longest shifts of three players for one team in an overtime between Wennberg, Liljegren, and Eklund. And 347 and 335, and that extra 12 seconds gave Macklin Celebrini a chance to come out, grab the puck, and go score. But as Macklin told us after the game, Yaroslav Askarov made a big save on Brock Faber, and that turned it the other way. And there's a lot of positives to look at. Obviously, the young guys and the way they play. Colin Graf's game continues to improve. But the big question mark going into this road trip was goaltending. Yaroslav Askarov has answered the bell twice and done it fantastically.
That save on Faber was not the only great save that he made in that game. And I think it goes back to the New Jersey game, too, where he made that big save on Nico Hischier. That gave him more confidence and said, okay, I'm back to where I need to be. And then he didn't let things bother him. And that was part of what happened in the Minnesota game, that when the Wild fought back, as they were going to do, he didn't let things bother him. He kept his composure, and I think that's a great sign.
Yep, it's been watching him play, and I think the big save of the road trip that gave him that I got this kind of attitude was right after in New Jersey when the Sharks scored and Paul Cotter came down and drove wide and tried to get it by the leg, and he made a hell of a save on that. It was right after the Sharks scored. That one was, you raised your eyebrows, and After that save, he looked like he looked last year playing for the CUDA, and when he came up and played for the Sharks. Very confident, very quick with the legs, very, as you said, calm, composed, but confident.
So it should be no surprise to anybody, therefore, that Yaroslav Askarov is expected to get his third consecutive start in goal against the Los Angeles Kings. Another thing I thought that was positive, too, Filip Kurashev, a couple of really nice plays on plays that were very important at the time. After sitting out one game, seems like he's got some of his game together.
Two guys who were really underrated on that road trip were Timothy Liljegren and Filip Kurashev. They both played very, very well, but that's what you need. It can't just be about your stars. I loved Ryan Reeves. I loved Barkley Goodrow. You're seeing this team on this road trip getting 500 on a road trip. Listen, we're not too excited. We know there's only, been two wins, but we are seeing this team start to grow a little bit and grow in the right way.
Well, here's something else too, folks. If you're a San Jose Sharks fan, or if you're even thinking about the game of hockey, you got to come to see the Sharks play, because they're going to score, they're going to be fun, win or lose, it's going to be exciting. And that's something that also reverberates into the dressing room too, because the guys get excited to play, and oftentimes that helps development.
You know what? What this team has shown is that, again, this is a team that's very close already. I think Ryan Reeves has done a great job coming in and helping bring this team closer and start to grow a culture with this team. These guys are about each other. They're about the entity as a whole. They don't like talking about themselves individually. They want to talk about the guy next to them. And that's a powerful thing in the room. If you can get your team to understand that you play for the guy next to you, boy, it goes a long way into helping your team win.
Something else happened in the game that caused me to ask a question. And, Drew, I don't know the official answer to this yet, but I'm going to send a note to Stephen Walkham of the National Hockey League about this. You see, when you're in a game in the NHL, and if you lose your helmet, you got to go right to the bench or else you're going to get a penalty. Now, the referee lost his helmet. What are the rules? What are the rules about that?
Right, exactly. Do referees get penalties?
Well, no, the point is that do they have to head off the ice immediately and therefore you get one less official?
No.
Are they allowed to stay out there and risk injury?
Yes, they have to stay out. Simple as that. Referees don't get days off. They don't get shifts off. They got to stay out. You gotta grind. That's right. He did. I forgot about that.
But I just think it was an interesting question. That was the first thing I thought of was, does he have to go off the ice because of safety, because of insurance?
You could go to one of the blue lines, and then you could still call your offsides.
Well, yeah, the back referees do it all the time, too. You can call penalties.
Exactly.
All right, so now let's talk about where we are now. Coming back home, Sharks have not yet gotten a win. There have been two very disappointing overtime losses in the first part of the season. That seems like an eternity ago now. After this road trip where the guys really made some steps. First game back from the road, Los Angeles has gotten points in five straight games. Anjay Kopitar is healthy again after missing four games. Adrian Kempe is having a good season. This is an interesting matchup.
They're a very good hockey team. If they wouldn't have ran into Edmonton the last 4 years in a row, they would have advanced further in the playoffs and been a team that we maybe have been talked about going to the Stanley Cup Finals in recent years, but they kept running into Connor McDavid and the Edmonton Oilers.
One coaching challenge hurt too.
Yeah, well, honestly, that's still puzzling that why Jim Hillier decided that was going to be the one. Unreal. Anyway, I also think the way that they played was dumb. When they had the lead in almost every game, and when they got the lead, they back up, and it didn't. You just don't give Edmonton that kind of room, but. Jim Hillier was kept on. New general manager came in, and Ken Holland. They've made some changes, brought some veterans in, one of them being the great Cody Ceci. And this is a team that is hard to play against. They're big and they're strong. They're not particularly fast, but they are a team that plays heavy, and they're hard to play against. They don't give you a lot of time and space.
Hey, they got Corey Perry. He's got two-game point scoring streak, two goals, one assist. Maybe it's three games. He's got points in a row, and he is just such a pain in the neck. At age 40, he's still getting signed to contracts, which tells you, one, he's taking better care of himself, but two, he has that ingredient that teams really want.
Is it 5 years now in a row he was to the Stanley Cup Finals, or four? So he was with Montreal, right?
Right.
In the bubble.
Right.
And then he was with Tampa.
Right.
Then he...
Dallas. But they didn't make the
final. Finals. And then they went with the Edmonton Oilers twice, right?
Right.
4 years in a row. He's the Marian Hossa of our generation. But he's, again, he's valuable, right? He's a valuable guy because he has a certain way to play. If the puck is at the net, around the goal, just like Tyler Toffoli, he's going to be there putting it in. I don't think when you look at all the goals he scored in the National Hockey League that it would amount to down the rink and back as far as how far he shot the puck, because he goes to that tough area. He grinds. He takes punishment and scores. And Shark fans love to hate him.
Love to hate him, but you also love to respect Kopitar as one of the best players we've seen in the last 20 years. 17 times he's either been number one or number two on his team in scoring in his 20-year career. That's out of 19 years. Also down the middle, Quinton Byfield's really developing well. And Philip Dano is a solid third-line center. So up the middle is pretty tough for the Sharks.
Tough.
Yep, and, you know, Brant Clark can make plays. You talked about CeCe and Drew Doughty, of course. This is a tough team to play against. The Sharks will put Jeff Skinner back in the lineup after missing the last game, because Adam Gaudette is injured and unfortunate he had to leave the game midway through against the Wild. Patrick Giles is being recalled from the AHL San Jose Barracuda to fill that spot on the roster, and Nick Leddy goes on the IR. And that's your update, but final thoughts about tonight.
Well, it's a tough game. You cannot play a loose game against these guys because they'll burn you. So you got to be tight defensively. Make sure you make smart plays with the puck.
That is the analysis, and that's the key to victory. We'll be on the air at 7:30. Dan Boyle is with me tonight on the Sharks Audio Network. Hope you join us then for the Sharks and the Kings, and sync us up to the national television feed. on ESPN Plus. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.